Now, our galaxy and our universe are home to a great number of celestial bodies, some of which we have a pretty okay handle on, your planets and stars. But some phenomena are a little bit weirder and have stumped astronomers and physicists for a long time. One of those is an interstellar halo around a couple of galaxies near our very own Milky Way. The Magellanic Stream has been a bit of a mystery until now. New research from UW-Madison and partners around the globe have given a possible answer to the mystery of the Magellanic Stream. Scott Lucchini is a doctoral student in the UW-Madison Physics Department, part of this research. Scott, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we need to start with a little bit of intergalactic geography. We've got the Milky Way, our pretty good-sized galaxy, but we've got some little guys between us. Tell us about the Magellanic Cloud galaxies.
That's right. So these guys are pretty small. They're about 10% the size of the Milky Way, but they're actually pretty close as well. Relatively speaking, they're about 150,000 light years away from us. So they're nearby, and that means we can get a pretty good look at them as well.
And then we've got this Magellanic Stream. What is that?
So that's the remnant of the interactions between these two galaxies. So there's the small and the large Magellanic Clouds, two different galaxies that have been interacting with each other, swirling around each other for a very long time, 5 to 10 billion years. And throughout that time, the gas that was once inside those galaxies has been pulled out. And that's now what we call the Magellanic Stream.
So literally the gravity, I guess, the net gravity of the two galaxies, or three galaxies, I guess, is pulling stuff, the lining out from them?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we call it tidal forces. So as they orbit around each other, the gas gets hurled out of them.
On a huge scale. The galaxies are big, if I can put this in technical terms.
Right, yeah. Well, the total mass of this stream is about 2 billion times the mass of our sun. So it's absolutely huge.
Now, and that's part of the mystery. If I'm reading things right, this stream was bigger than we thought it should be. Is that right?
Well, right. The observations, we knew that it was this big from observations that have been made over the past 10 years or so. But the simulations that were trying to figure out where this came from couldn't account for all of that mass. It only got about 10% of it right. And so that's where we come in. This new paper that we've published finds that missing piece.
All right. So what is the missing piece? That's most of it. What could this missing piece have been?
Because the large Magellanic Cloud is actually bigger than we thought in previous studies, it wasn't quite as large. Since it's so big, we've included more gas around the outside of that galaxy as well. So it has some gas on the inside of it, and then a big sphere of gas around it as well. And this sphere of gas is hot, and it hasn't been accounted for before. So based on the new observations that suggested it should exist, we ran our simulations with this new cloud, this new sphere of gas, and it turns out that gas ends up being stripped just like the gas on the inside and forms all of this hot gas in the stream, which was the bulk of it.
Interesting. Now, so these observations helped you build this simulation up. Now, do we make more observations to kind of put your new simulations to the test?
That's exactly right. So we think that if this big sphere of gas used to exist, it would explain the mass of the Magellanic Stream, but there would also be bits of it that we could still see. There have already been some observations that hint at it, but the next step would be going out with our telescopes and specifically looking for this hot gas or what's left of it today.
How much of this is possible exclusively, I guess, because of orbital telescopes as opposed to ground-based one? Have those been part of what's been able to help us observe this stuff in the first place?
Yeah, so that's been a big part. I'm not sure when it was installed, but somewhere in the last 10 years, the Cosmic Origins Spectrograph was installed on the Hubble Space Telescope. Of course, we've all heard about Hubble for decades upon decades. It's very famous. But this new machine was installed recently, and it has proven very useful in measuring a lot of these properties of the of the Magellanic Stream. And that one's out in space, obviously. So a lot of the measurements that it does, we can't do from the ground.
Now, this is in our local neighborhood, Milky Way, and some of these smaller galaxies are kind of caught up in the general area. Does gaining an understanding of this now help us maybe understand similar clusters of galaxies further out there?
That's exactly right. So since this is so close to us, we get such a good view, and we're able to make such good observations of what it actually looks like, so we get a better understanding. And then when we see this out in other galaxies or other clusters, as you say, we'll be able to relate it back to what we see here and really have a better understanding of what's going on out there.
As I talk about this, you know, I'm picturing kind of scale models of galaxies here. Do you ever just get overwhelmed with the sense of scale of the hugeness of the things that you're studying here?
Oh, it's mind-boggling. Ever since I started learning about this stuff in college, I've tried to come up with ways to relate billions and trillions of things to everyday life, and it's just impossible. You just have to put it in a separate box.
Does that make it hard to explain to lay people like me?
Well, yeah, it's tough to give that that tangible something you can hold on to, but hopefully the mind-bogglingness of it gives it a sense of wonder in and of itself.
So what's next for you and the people you work with on things like interactions between galaxies, just in our last 30 seconds or so?
Sure, yeah. We want to keep digging into the study of this Magellanic Stream. We hope to run more simulations with more physics and higher resolution so that we can really dig into some of the details that we haven't seen before.
Scott, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Thanks so much.
Scott Lucchini is a doctoral student in the University of Wisconsin-Madison Physics Department. He joined us today to talk about research he and colleagues around the world did on a mysterious galactic halo in some of the smaller galactic neighbors to our own Milky Way galaxy.